Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is SS Prototype. Welcome to the podcast channel if you are new. I haven't done a podcast in a while, like in a long time. The reason why I'm doing one now, this is more like a random thought that I just wanted to publish out. But I'm just going to get started. I just want to say that I've just been thinking, like, I think it's pretty fucked up how, like, people have this mentality. Like, some people have this mentality, like, you know, as far as, like, dating a depressed person goes, right? Like, oh, those are the type of people, the type of individuals that you should stay away from, you know what I mean? Like, that's the type of audience or the type of people that you should stay away from, you know what I mean? And it's like, why? Like, me personally, as a person, it's like, I know, like, yes, it might be a lot to deal with, you know, depending on the person, but like, at the same time, like, me as a person, regardless of anything, right? Like, yeah, like, no shit, they went through a lot of shit, you know, and they come from, like, a really bad origin, and, you know, they've had all these things happen to them, right? Like, you know, things like emotional abuse, whatever, physical abuse, right? Like, all these different things, and, you know, obviously they have depression, so, you know, they're sad, and, you know, there's a sense of emotional imbalance, right? But, like, me as a person, like, I will accept mostly anybody into my life. Like, as far as dating goes, like, I will accept you for who you are. Like, even if you feel like you're not good enough, I will still accept you for who the fuck you are. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, whatever it is in specific that makes you feel like you're not good enough, I will still accept you for who you are as a person. Believe me when I say that. Trust me. But I feel like, you know, regardless of the person, like, you know, the fact that they're suicidal or whatever and they're depressed, like, regardless of their situation, right? Regardless of who you are. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, I feel like everyone deserves to be shown true love and affection. And they deserve to be shown true happiness and that true love does exist, regardless of anything, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel about it. You know what I mean? And, you know, I would, honestly, bro, I would kill to make a woman happy, bro. Like, I think it's funny because, like, women talk so much shit. Well, not all women, but some women, keyword some, they talk shit, talking about, oh, well, men are useless, whatever. And it's sad too, bro, because it's like, what's crazy to me, like, women, they turn lesbian or whatever, right? Or they just stop dating in general and stop, you know, going for men or whatever. And they just, you know, stop. And, you know, it's all because they think they're in this mentality, like, oh, you know, women or men aren't shit, you know. And I think it's fucked, bro. It's a fucked mentality. And to change your entire sexual orientation because of that, because you've come across, you know, a couple few guys that ended up being the wrong guy, and, like, now you're lesbian, or now, like, you're not dating anymore or whatever, like, really, like, come on, like, let's be real here. Like, a guy like me, like I said, like, I would fucking kill to treat a woman right and to show her that true love is real and to show her true happiness and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, I would kill to do anything like that. And, like, if you know, if you're listening to this podcast and, you know, you happen to be a female, like, I'm gonna just say, like, I accept mostly any female. Like, basically what I'm trying to say is, like, right, like, I will accept you for who you are, even if you feel like you're not good enough. And no matter your origin and, you know, how you're raised, how you came up, like, I don't judge. I'm not a judgmental person. Trust me when I say this. I'm just not that type of guy that does something like that. You know what I mean? I accept people for who they are. I don't judge their origin and where they're coming from, because it's more of a thing where it's like, you don't really have control over that. That's not really, like, a variable, you know, that, you know, you have the capability to control, because it's just not, you know what I mean? It's just how it works. It's how it is. But, that's just me as a person, like, just personally, I would do anything to make a woman happy and show her true love and happiness, regardless of her situation, regardless if she's depressed, if she's not, if she has a fucked up origin, like, I will accept you for who the fuck you are as a person. But yeah, I just think that was, like, the main thing that I wanted to go over, that I think it's kind of fucked up that people have that mentality, like, you know, hey, like, these people, like, why go for a depressed person when you can just exclude, you know, yourself, like, you know, from their lives and just, you know, push them to the side, like, let them be type shit. And, you know, that's something that I never understood, like, why, you know what I mean? Like, why not? Like, me, like, I see that as an opportunity to heal them. Like, if you're depressed, like, if I, like, you know what I mean? Like, I find that as an opportunity to heal that person and to show them that true love is real and, you know, they can attain that true happiness that they've been wanting. So to me, I see that as a good thing. I see that as an opportunity, you know, when I start to catch feelings for a depressed person or whatever, right? You know what I mean? Or a person that's just emotionally imbalanced in general and broken pretty much, like, you know what I mean? Like, I see that as an opportunity. You know what I mean? I'm a person who looks forward to that kind of stuff, who looks forward to healing people and, you know, showing them nothing but true love and affection. That's just who I am. But yeah, anyway, that'll be the conclusion of this podcast. Hope you enjoyed. If you were on, well, it's not called Anchor anymore, it's just called Podcast, but subscribe if you like the podcast. You know, tap the bell for notifications so that way you can get notified when I upload a podcast. Have a good day.